The city of Syracuse's most recent action on police reform includes a new position in the police department and an executive order on surveillance technology. Deputy Mayor Sharon Owens announced Friday that Deputy Parks Commissioner Jimmy Oliver will become the Syracuse Police Department's Director of Community Engagement.
Jimmy Oliver will, in this role, build the community trust, create the avenues to listen. He is going to reestablish the Syracuse Police Athletic League in this community. We've heard from so many stakeholders that not having that is a big, huge miss that we're having here.
He additionally has a leading role in Chief Kenton Buckner's advisory group and the City-County Coalition to Reduce Gun Violence. Oliver graduated from Henninger High School and will work for the department in a civilian role. Also this week, Mayor Ben Walsh signed an executive order that promises the opportunity for public input on any city surveillance proposals. Deputy Mayor Owens said implementing technology responsibly has long been a priority of the public.
As we become a smarter city every single day, we want to be a responsible city in that area. And so the executive order addresses that particular component.
Under the executive order, the city will establish a working group of city employees and community stakeholders that will review and make recommendations on surveillance technology. A public comment period will also be held. There will be a 2-week online public comment period and review at least one common council meeting, according to the executive order. Also, the city updated the public on their research into policing alternatives. Deputy Mayor Sharon Owens says they are looking at national models, but wants to adjust the established frameworks to fit the specific needs of Syracuse. Owens added that the Department of Neighborhood and Business Development will prioritize mental health initiatives in its allocation of CARES Action funding. The city hopes local agencies will submit policies that could serve as alternatives to police and mental health crises. More information on the applications for grants can be found at syrgov.net. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, waer.org.